We're in Simon Lamed Ches and Hilchas Tefillin. We'll be doing Sifim Ches and Tes. Sif Ches, Kosvei Tefillin Mezuzis. The Bir Alach actually adds the word Sforim in here. Kosvei Sforim Tefillin Mezuzis, referring to Sifrei Torah, Tefillin Mezuzis. Haim, them. Vitagrehim, those who sell their wares, the people who market the wares of the Sofrim. Vitagrei Tagrehim, as well as the retailers who are selling the wares that are marketed by the wholesalers of the Sofrim. V'chol oskim b'melech ha'shamayim, and all others that are being osik b'melech ha'shamayim, p'tur me'anachas tefillin kol hayom, they are potter from wearing tefillin all day long. Zulus b'shas krishmu tefillah. Meaning, ideally, remember, the halach is that you're supposed to wear tefillin all day long. We already saw before that there's an inyan of not wearing them if you don't think that you're going to be able to have a gufnaki. But the ikar mitzvah is to wear tefillin all day long. People that are osik b'mitzvah are potter from mitzvah's tefillin. Now, here, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that in order to be considered oskim b'mitzvah, they have to be mechaven l'shem mitzvah. If these people are doing it and their ikar kavana is for the sake of supporting their families as parnasa, then they would not be considered oskim b'mitzvahs. Interestingly enough, in the Bir Halacha, he speculates that it really depends which of these people we're talking about. When you're dealing with the Tagrim and the Tagrei Tagreim, we're dealing with the wholesalers and the retailers that are marketing Tashmishei Kedusha, they're in business. If they're in business, the only way you can call them Oskim B'mitzvah is if their Kavana is to be Mezaka Jews with Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs. Whereas a Sofer, whether he's writing a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzahs, a Sofer is doing something that is a mitzvah be'etzem. What he is doing is an act of a mitzvah. It could be, the Mishnah Berurah says, that here Kavana does not make a difference, meaning even though the reason he's doing it is to support his family, nevertheless, we would call him an Osik B'mitzvah because what he's doing is a mitzvah. It's only in the case of the Tagrei Tefillin, the people that are essentially business people, they're marketing things, their wares happen to be Tashmishei Kedusha. It is only there that in order to qualify as Oskim B'mitzvah, they would have to have Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah. This is the speculation of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, what was the halacha? That they do not have to wear tefillin all day, except for Krishma and tefillin and tefillah. Of course, during Krishma and tefillah, they wear tefillin like everybody else does. Says the Ramon now. V'im ha'yutzrichim lasos malachton b'shas Krishma u'tefillah. What happens if they must do their malacha at the time of Krishma and davening? Oz peturim mikrishma u'tefillah u'tefillin. They are potter from Krishma and tefillah and tefillin because of osik b'mitzvah, potter mina mitzvah. What is this case? Says the Mishnah Berurah. What we're talking about is a case where someone comes over to you and says, I need a mezuzah. I'm about to travel. If I don't get my mezuzah written now, I'm not going to have a mezuzah. The halach is you start writing. Zman Krishma comes, don't stop, keep writing. The person's about to leave, he can't wait. Keep writing. You're going to miss Krishma. Keep writing. Whereas, what happens if Zman Krishma has come, and you're about to start Krishma, and then someone comes over to you and says, could you please write me a mezuzah? You've got a daven. Why should you go ahead and write him a mezuzah rather than fulfill your obligation of Krishma? Now, what if the person's going to leave and he says, if you don't write me a mezuzah, I'm not going to have one because I've got to go and I can't wait. So there we differentiate between whether or not there's still going to be time to say Shema afterwards. If there'll be time to say Shema afterwards, then the person can actually start writing now, even though it's already Zman Krishma. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, if he can, he should say at least the first parasha of Shema first. But otherwise, the halacha is that if the person's leaving and the sofer will be able to say Shema later, he should write the mezuzah. Whereas, if he's going to miss Zman Krishma altogether, he should not. There, we would not say that the other person's need for a mezuzah overrides his need to fulfill the mitzvah of Krishma. So you don't start writing once the Zman Krishma has come, if you're going to miss Zman Krishma altogether. What happens if the person disobeyed this halacha? The sofer started writing anyway. He should have said Shema, but he started writing anyway. Let him continue. He's an osik b'mitzvah and he's potter. Now we go back to the Ramah, and the Ramah says, the chol osik b'mitzvah potter mi mitzvah acheres, anyone who is an osik b'mitzvah is potter from another mitzvah. Im tzorech litroach achar acheres, if it'll call for exertion to do that other mitzvah. Avalim yochol asa shtein kachas below Torah, whereas if you can easily do both mitzvahs without exerting yourself especially, yasa shtein, do both. Now, the truth is, this is a machlokas rishonim. The opinion of the Ran is, it is the opinion of the Ran, that you do not have to exert yourself to fulfill another mitzvah while you're fulfilling one mitzvah. Tosfos, the Rosh, many others disagree, and they say that so long as it is physically possible to fulfill both, you should do both. Lahalacha, we follow the Ramah. The Ramah says, like the Ran, that if it calls for exertion, you do not have to exert yourself in order to fulfill both mitzvahs, since you are already involved in fulfilling one. If you can do the second one without any tircha, then do the second one too. Siftes. Mitzta'er, somebody who is in pain. Umi she'en dato miyusheves alav. Unachona, someone who cannot focus, he cannot get his thoughts together. Potter, he is potter from tefillin, mipnei she'asur lasir dato mehen, because you are supposed to constantly concentrate or be aware of the fact that you're wearing tefillin and not get so totally involved in something else that you'll forget. So the Mishnah Berurah says, first of all, we're talking about even someone who is in pain because he's in great discomfort because it's very cold. He too is potter. But if there's any way that he can get himself to focus on the tefillin, despite the fact that he's in pain, he must wear tefillin. And certainly that's what he's supposed to be doing.